It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got dietitian Amanda Toole on the line. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Craig.
Did you have a good Mother's Day?
I sure did. It was great.
Awesome. Did you grill out at all?
You know what? My husband did.
I did on Monday as well. So you're going to talk about some grilling safety
tips. Yeah, some food safety around grilling.
Okay.
Because I think it is that prime time. We are all getting food out, cooking it on the grill. So a good time for a little refresher, so that your cookout doesn't turn into a foodborne illness outbreak, which I don't think anyone wants.
No, not at all.
So foodborne illness happens when someone consumes a food or beverage that is contaminated by pathogens, so bacteria, viruses, or parasites that can make someone sick. So this happens when cooked and ready to eat foods, so think like salads, fruits, vegetables, become contaminated with pathogens from raw eggs, raw meat, raw seafood, or their juices from those raw foods coming onto those foods, or people handling food who have poor personal hygiene, so they're not washing their hands at all or not enough. Foodborne illness can range from mild GI symptoms, cramping, diarrhea, to death in some severe cases. The good news is most cases of foodborne illness can be prevented by following a few safety tips. So most bacteria in our food grow in temperatures between 41 to 135 degrees Fahrenheit. This is known as the food danger zone. And the higher temperatures and humidity in summer make ideal conditions for bacteria growth in our food to grow to unsafe levels. So first thing I want you to think about when you're getting things ready for your cookout is separate. So when preparing your food for the grill, keep your raw meats separate from your cooked food or ready-to-eat foods to prevent that cross-contamination. So an example of this would be using the same cutting board and knife to cut your fresh veggies that you just used to cut the raw chicken with for the grill without washing it in between. So that bacteria from the raw chicken would then transfer to those veggies. And if you're not going to cook the veggies, and as those veggies sit out, that bacteria is going to continue to grow and grow and very likely make whoever eats them sick. The other thing I want you to think about is clean. So when you're done preparing your raw meat, wash your hands well with soapy water so you're scrubbing for at least 20 seconds, washing your utensils, cutting boards, surfaces, all of that jazz before using those for anything else that you would. Then the next thing to think about is keep cold foods cold. So leaving meat out on the counter, especially in the summer, for over an hour before it hits the grill can raise the meat's temperature to that food danger zone, which means those bacteria is going to be start to grow rapidly, and it's more difficult to kill all of it when you're cooking it then. So likely even when it's cooked, it could still make someone sick from that. Leave meat and other perishable foods like your potato salad, coleslaw, cut fruit in the refrigerator until you're ready to serve it. And if you're going to be bringing perishable foods to another location, so making sure you're throwing those in a cooler. And then if you can, put it in the cabin part of your vehicle because that's more temperature controlled versus sticking the cooler in your trunk where it can get really hot back there. And then lastly, think cook. So that raw meat and seafood needs to be cooked thoroughly to kill the harmful bacteria. The truly only accurate way to know if your food is cooked enough is to use a meat thermometer to check the internal temperature of the food. The other benefit of using one is it helps prevent overcooking, especially of chicken and pork, so you don't end up with dry meat. And then use a clean set of utensils and platter when you're removing your food from the grill before you serve it.
You know, I was gonna throw out a couple of things, but I didn't have to because you already had them on there.
Well, good.
You know, like when you're taking your food out to the grill, you know, don't use the same plate you take it out raw when you bring it back cooked,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Either use the container that it came in and then bring a clean platter out or, you know, something along those lines, or use two different plates. I mean, it's just, you know. Some common sense type stuff. Some great tips on food safety at this time of year, which is perfect, from Amanda Toole, the dietitian at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Happy summer, Amanda. Thank you.
Yes. Happy summer. Happy grilling season.